He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the March 28th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we have the Dow pretty quiet here this morning. It seems like the markets have kind of gone into a quiet period, just kind of waiting for the next move, probably tax reform. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 30 points to 20,521. We're in a range right now. 20,000 on the downside, 21,000 on the upside. Right now, we're smack dab in the middle. The S&P 500 is down about 3.5 points right now. It's at 2,338. Just kind of in a holding period right now on the markets. NASDAQ is down 9 to 5,831 on the NASDAQ. Crude oil's up 41 cents right now to $48.12. That's the best price we've seen on crude here for a while. Gold's up $1.90 an ounce to $1,257 per ounce. Silver's up 12 cents to $18.23 per ounce. The euro is 1.086 as the dollar holds steady, but it has come back a bit on that failure of the health care reform bill. The 10-year bond yield currently at 2.36. It's also in a range of about 2.35 to 2.6 right now. Right now at the lower end of that range with the failure of the Health Care Act. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and longest losing streak. That baseball hasn't even begun, and I'm used to losing streaks here in San Diego. You know, an 8-game losing streak for the Padres is nothing. That can happen before you blink your eyes, but an 8-day losing streak on the market, and if we end up down today, that would be 9 days in a row. Why the long face? Well, 9 days in a row, possibly, of down days in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Is the bull market over, the 8-year-old bull market? Well, the numbers certainly don't suggest that. I wrote all about that over the weekend in the newsletter, which was titled, "Has the Trump rally been dealt a severe setback?" And you just have to look at those numbers. You have to cut through all the noise. You got to turn off CNN and Yahoo and Yahoo.com and MSNBC and all the financial channels, Bloomberg, etc. And they're all very, very, very negative on the current state of the world and politics and all this kind of thing. I just go to the numbers. I watch all those channels, actually. I listen to them along with the Fox channel. I try to hear everybody's opinion and then try to discern for myself where I think the truth lies. But, you know, numbers don't lie. It's hard to... It's hard to hide the numbers, and it's hard to get rid of that nasty little fact, those numbers. When a hitter comes up to the plate and he's got a 180 batting average in spring training, maybe he's not going to make the team. Those numbers can be awfully telling, and I believe it's the same way in the market. And I update those numbers every single week in my newsletter. Let's just take a look. I thought I'd do something a little different here to start the show. I was going to give you the top 5 ranked stocks in the Best Stocks Now app right now, just to give you a feel for where the leadership is in the market. And actually, I don't have those with me right now. Let me go to this one here and give you the top five ranked stocks. I know that one of them is EURL. You know what that is? That's Europe three times. That's a leveraged fund on Europe three times. I still think that money continues to move to Europe and outside of the U.S. because of better monetary policy. Money does chase around monetary policy. In fact, Europe three times is ranked number two out of 4,219, I want to say. I've added about 15 stocks here this week so far, new things that I stumble upon. 4,227 now. It comes in at number two, Europe three times. What's the number one rank? This has just shocked me. It is the inverse VIX. I'm telling you, this thing's been ranked number one now. I don't own it. You know that over the last 12 months, it's tripled? It's up 199%. That's the inverse VIX. That's an investment against volatility. There's been very little volatility in the market over the last year. What is it? We've only had one day or something over a 1% drop, or we have not had a more than a 5 or 6% drop for a long time here. And that inverse VIX, which is XIV, is the number one ranked, and it's been there for a long time. Hit yourself, Gunderson. Why don't you own that one? Well, you know, it still comes down to human decisions, and I've just decided not to own it. Broadcom is ranked number three, AVGO. I continue to own Broadcom. Number four rank is Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM. I continue to own Taiwan Semiconductor. And number five is Symantec. You know, Symantec kind of has new life breathed into it. That's Norton antivirus software and cybersecurity, and they recently bought the identity software company that you know keeps you from identity theft and fraud and whatnot. And I think that's breathed new life into the company. And I do own three of my top five right now: Taiwan, Broadcom, and Symantec. All right, well, let's take a look at the news here this morning. We've got another week of Fed speak. There will be more than a dozen speeches from members of the Fed this week. Do you think one of those 12 people will not be hawkish? I doubt it. I think they're hawks across the board right now, meaning that interest rates are on the move at the Fed and interest rates are on the move higher at the Fed. What are we at currently? 0.75, or are we at 1%? I can't remember. We've had three. Yeah, I think we're at 1% now. Let's not forget we were at 5.25 in 2009, and that's where they're moving us towards. How many years it takes to get there remains to be seen. The CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index sets a 31-month high. Hey, your home's hitting a new high today. Have you kissed your kitchen today? S&P 500 CoreLogic Case-Shiller up 0.9% month over month. And over the last year, the average home in America up 5.7%. Here's trouble for Snapchat. You know, Facebook is adding in a lot of the features that Snapchat has. I own Facebook. I don't own Snapchat. Facebook adds camera effects, ephemeral stories, and direct sharing features to its news feed. That is, infringing upon Snapchat's turf. It must be a pretty big threat to Snapchat. Snapchat down 3.7% today. I'm expecting to get some Snapchats today from the millennial, my son, and his wife, and my granddaughter, who will turn two in September. They're at Disneyland today. And this will be her second trip. You know, it probably took me till I was 15 years old till I'd been to Disneyland twice, even though we'd lived just about 30 minutes from Disneyland when I was growing up. Stephen, these millennials these days, this will be her second trip. She's not even 2 years old yet. But last time they went, It's a Small World was closed. So her first little ride through It's a Small World. I'll tell you what, once that song gets in their head, those little kids, it gets in Grandpa's head too. We were watching a video last night with her of It's a Small World, and she's kind of like, hey, I don't know what this is yet, but I bet anything when she comes home today after going through Small World, it's a small world after all. Well, the stock market's a big world. It's a big boy's world. It's a large world out there. I've got a few more to talk about. I want to feature a couple companies today. I want to talk about the asset class rankings, the leading sectors in the market now, while the market continues in about an 8-9 day lull here. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, the tech sector pretty much is the kind of the only sector that's really continuing to move here right now. The financials and the banks have been stalled here for during this losing streak here in the market. And, you know, I think, like I said yesterday, the market has painted this new scenario that Trump is going to fail at eventually getting a health care package. He's going to fail at getting tax reform. He's going to fail at building the wall. He's going to fail at creating jobs. But the most important item of all would be GDP growth, also infrastructure. He's a total failure. The guy can't do anything right, according to many of the news outlets in the market. Well, it remains to be seen. He has not been a failure so far. He's defied all the odds. I never thought he had a chance of becoming the next president of the United States. And he overcame, 18 challengers. And nobody ever thought he could beat Hillary Clinton, who had pretty much already been put in place as the next president. Is just a foregone conclusion, and he beat her. And I don't know about betting against the guy. I really don't. And with or without the only thing he can do is add to the numbers that are already out there on the market. He can't really hurt him that bad. And I think it's a bad bet to bet against the guy. I had somebody comment on my article over the weekend calling Trump incompetent. I'd say, it's pretty hard to call the guy incompetent. Have you accomplished what he's accomplished in his life? In addition to his business success, becoming the president of the United States, that incompetent people don't really achieve all of that stuff. So we'll just see where it all goes. I'm still bullish on the market, 8 years plus and counting. And, I'm a numbers guy. And those numbers still suggest higher prices on the S&P. Now, while it may be a little ahead of itself, which I've been saying now for several weeks, and that seems to be playing out in the market right now, we're working off some of that excess. I think it went from 20,000 to 21,000, a little too fast for my taste. And now we're back to 20,500, trading in a trading range while we wait for the next catalyst. And there are some catalysts coming up. The first quarter of 2017 ends on Friday. And earnings season is coming up. That's always a major catalyst for the market. Some days the good catalyst, some days a bad catalyst. But if nothing else, it will reaffirm that this is going to be one of the best quarters that we've had as far as earnings growth goes in several years. And looking ahead to next quarter, which begins on Monday, that's going to be even a better quarter. And looking ahead to the third quarter, which will begin on September the 30th, July the 1st, that's going to be a better quarter yet. And this is going to be the best year of earnings in several years. We're looking for almost double-digit earnings growth versus the previous year. And next year is going to be another solid year, unless something happens along the way. So for now, it's pretty darn hard to not continue to be bullish on the overall market. And if anything, this pullback, which, we may see a little bit more pullback, maybe we get down to 20,000 or 19,900, somewhere in there. To me, that would be a buying opportunity. And I'm still finding stocks today that I have keen interest in. Tencent Holdings discloses a 5% stake in Tesla today. There's a couple of things going on there with Tencent Holdings. Tencent is one of the largest internet stocks in China. And China has defied the finger wagging by Mr. Trump, pre-presidency, that China was a currency manipulator and they're going to have to trade fairly. The Chinese market is doing really well this year. Tencent, believe it or not, is a $277 billion market cap company. I would say it's probably the equivalent of Google and Facebook and Amazon combined into one, maybe. I don't know. They provide internet, mobile value-added services, and online advertising. Huge conglomerate. Tencent was a $3 stock back in 2009. Today it's a $30 stock. It's one of China's greatest success stories, and it's a stock that I have a very keen interest in right now. It's also a technology stock. And that's a good combination right now, being an emerging market stock and a technology stock, and it's a large cap stock. They're also in favor right now. I thought I'd stop just for a minute and give you here the numbers on Tencent right now. It has not been around. Let's see, when did Tencent, which is T-C-E-H-Y, Tencent came public in 2010 at about $3 per share, and today it's almost $30. Actually, it came public in 2009 at about $2 per share, and it's been hitting new highs ever since. Now, you know, that I like that. I like performance. Over the last 5 years, Tencent Holdings has delivered 39% per year to investors, while the market's delivered just 10.6%. Over the last 3 years, Tencent Holdings has delivered 30% per year, while the market's delivered just 8.2%. And over the last 12 months, Tencent is up 42%. 12 months, up 42%, while the market's up 15%. So far this year, it's up another 20%. It gets a momentum grade of A right now. It's a stock, however, that's a little bit hard to put a valuation on because there isn't any analyst coverage out there on Tencent. There aren't any earnings estimates out there. We can look at the earnings in the past and how they've grown. They've grown from 14 cents to 72 cents. Over the last 6 years, that's pretty good compound annual average growth. In fact, that works out to compound average growth of 31% per year. Can Tencent continue to grow by maybe 25, 30% per year going forward? I think it can. It currently has a PE ratio of 40, which is a little bit on the high side, but if it continues to grow at that kind of a number, growth rate, TCHY looks pretty good here. Tencent recently pulled back in late December, and it's been on the move, and I think it's notable that it's breaking out to new all-time highs here over the last week and a half. TCHY, one that definitely is very high on my list. It currently ranks number 223. Out of 4,227. And now when you buy Tencent, you get a little piece of Tesla, too. Hey, that's not such a bad deal. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, And now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we continue to trade in a trading range. I tell you, though, I mean, when I was looking at the futures Sunday night before the week began, they were reeling. They were down like 160, 170. It looked like it was going to be a real nasty day on Monday of this week after the failure to pass the health care bill last week. It put a dent into the Trump rally and the optimism, the animal spirits, I suppose, and cast a pall over whether or not he can get anything done going forward. But, you know, the market came back pretty nicely on Monday. The bank stocks, which were under the siege the most, they pretty much pulled back to even. And we didn't get that big dramatic sell-off that it looked like was going to happen. In fact, the tech stocks had a rather nice day on Monday. The financials and the banks pretty much fought back to even. There's been a lot of biotech stories recently, small biotech stories with winning drugs. And so, but overall, the market's just in a little bit of a lull here as it lacks any kind of a catalyst, okay? We're not debating the healthcare bill every single day, and the market is not ebbing and flowing with every single congressman that gets interviewed on CNBC or on Fox Business Channel. So that catalyst is out of the way right now. Tax reform is now underway. At least the beginnings of it. And as news starts to leak out on that, I'm sure that will move the markets. The Fed, it pretty much has already been factored in that they're going to raise rates here several times this year. They've already done it once and several times next year, looking for 4 rate hikes. So I don't think the Fed's going to really move the markets much. It's going to come down to tax reform now and the coming earnings season. Very important. Still a few companies reporting earnings here. Carnival. I want to feature Carnival next. Carnival Cruise Lines. Now, while my son, the millennial, with my granddaughter, they're at Disneyland today. And, you know, my wife and I, we're a little older. Our speed, I guess, I still like Disneyland a lot, but our speed these days is more Carnival cruise lines, right? Norwegian cruise, Holland. We haven't done a cruise for a while. My mother loved to go on cruises, and she took the family on many cruises. She introduced us to cruises, and every year we would go on an annual family cruise. My father, he'd be grumpy about cruises. He was in the Navy during World War II. He said, you know, being at sea and standing in line for chow, you know, I've been there, done that. Being at sea on a cruise ship and standing in line for chow, he was always a little grumpy. He liked going ashore and, you know, some of the places, part of Vallarta and stuff like that. And like Cancun, he liked Cancun. But Carnival Cruise Lines, which I've been on a few times, the kids especially like Carnival Cruise. They loved all the entertainment and everything. That's been a good stock. And Carnival is one that I have my eye on for my income producing account. You see, I don't like the bond market, and I don't like buying a 10-year treasury for its 2.3% yield. Instead, I could buy a stock like Carnival, which is headquartered in Miami, which also has a 2.3% yield, equivalent yield. But I believe there's upside potential over the next 5 years in a Carnival, and I don't see upside potential over the next 5 years in a 10-year treasury. In fact, I see downside potential. So for me, it's a total no-brainer as to which I prefer, given two choices, a 10-year treasury yielding 2.35% or a quality stock yielding 2.3%. Give me the portfolio of stocks, of quality stocks with dividend yields as opposed to a bond portfolio. My asset allocation is not the traditional asset allocation. I met with somebody yesterday who's in mid-60s, recent retiree, and I'm sure that the asset allocators are telling him he ought to at least have 50% of his portfolio in the bond market. I don't like that idea right now. I believe that the bond market entered into a bear market last July. People like to deny bear markets, too. When the stock market starts to enter into a bear market, which it hasn't done now, for 8 years, there's deniers at the top. I can remember back when the NASDAQ started to shrink and all the denial. Well, you know what? 79% later, there were a lot of people that wished they would have listened, you know, to the market and to the valuations. And I think there's going to be a lot of people who down the road who wish they would have listened to the hawks, the rising interest rates, the people that have been in the markets all their life saying this is the most dangerous they've ever seen, the bond market. So anyways, I mean, that's just me. I don't like bonds right now. You know that. I prefer a portfolio of dividend-paying stocks. Well, isn't that dangerous, a retiree to own all stocks? Well, what's your other choice? What are the other assets available to you? Gold doesn't look so hot right now. Bond market looks horrible. Real estate investment trust, maybe. But they're interest rate sensitive. Utilities, they're interest rate sensitive. You know, it's just, I think ownership versus lending money right now is a better way to go. Let's just take a look at Carnival. You know, over the last 5 years, according to the Best Stocks Now app, which I invented, and is usually in the top 50 every day of financial apps across the App Store, both in Google and on the Apple Store. Over the last 5 years, CCL, Carnival, which is now a market cap stock of, $45 billion. Carnival has averaged 5-year return to investors of 16% per year. Boy, if they can do that for the next 5 years, I think a lot of you people that are avoiding bonds and buying stocks with dividends instead would be quite happy with that kind of return. During that same period of time, the stock market's delivered 10.6. Over the last 3 years, Carnival, CCL, has delivered 19.4% per year, while the market's delivered just 8.2. That's called alpha. The difference between the market performance and the stock performance is called alpha. And we know that there's no guarantees that alpha will continue. But it's nice to see a 300 hitter come to the plate. He's got a better chance of getting a hit off of the pitcher than a 180 hitter, right? Over the last 12 months, Carnival's up 26%. Take that, bond investors. While the market's up 15%. When I measure the performance of Carnival, CCL, versus all the other stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs in my database, Carnival gets a performance grade of B+. What would you give the food? Yeah, you know, a B+. Carnival's not known for real high-end stuff, unless you want to upgrade. Oh, there's always the upgrade in the steakhouse or the Italian restaurant. Me, I'm going with the package. What came with my package? I'm not going to upgrade. Over the last momentum grade right now, A- on Carnival. Pretty good momentum with the stock, too. Out of 4,227 stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, closed-end funds in my current database, the Best Stocks Now database, Carnival currently comes in at number 119. And once again, I would ask the question, would you rather own a U.S. Treasury? Well, you know, okay, if you're going to own the Treasury for 10 years, you know exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get 2.3% per year. No capital appreciation. You're going to get your $10,000 back. What will the same $10,000 in Carnival do over the next 10 years? You're going to get basically the same yield, 2.3%, but doesn't there a pretty good darn chance of Carnival returning more than just that over the next 10 years as they continue to add ships to their fleet? I don't know. It seems like the probabilities greatly favor that ownership right now in a rising interest rate environment of companies that are still growing and paying dividends as opposed to debt. Debt, which is solely pretty much dependent upon interest rates over the next 10 years. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. So far, we've talked about the 8-day losing streak. Maybe it will be 9. Looks like we might break the streak here today. We'll see. Baseball season begins Monday. I can't wait for opening day. I love to hear that pitch and all the hoopla and the pageantry and the we always have fighter jets fly over the stadium. That's always impressive. If that doesn't bring a tear to your eye, I don't know what would. And that great big American flag unfurled out there on the field. We're still a Navy town here in San Diego, and always the military is every Sunday the Padres wear their camouflage. You know, Monday through Saturday, I wear my camouflage, so nobody knows I'm a Padre fan. But the Navy flyover and all of the guys in their white Navy suits, and, you know, somebody usually from the military sings the national anthem. And I don't know who's going to throw out that opening day pitch this year, but I hope we don't begin with an 8-day losing streak, which I think we did last year. It's tough when you're out of the playoffs in the first week of the year. Hopefully we'll have a little better year in San Diego. Although we've gone the kid route. We've traded all the veterans. All the high-priced prima donnas are out of here. Matt Kemp's in Atlanta. Justin Upton is in Detroit. James Shields is... He wasn't really a prima donna. I like James Shields, his attitude, but I didn't like his fastball or his curveball. He was getting whacked there towards the end. We bought all these veterans and it just didn't pan out. So we're going a totally different direction. They spent millions and millions of dollars, did the Padres, on Cuban players, like 18, 19-year-olds. By the time I'm 87, maybe, we'll be a contender. We'll see. I've been a Padre fan for 47 years now. I was at their very first game in 1969. Against the San Francisco Giants and Juan Marichal with his big high leg kick. They were just as bad back then as they are today. They've been to 2 World Series along the way. You know, one curse is over. They were talking about all the curses. The Chicago curse is over. The Boston curse is over. Maybe we need to bring that guy, the CEO Epstein, Theo Epstein, to San Diego to end our curse. I don't know. Well, there's one more stock I want to talk about. Oh, we talked about Tencent Holdings. I gave you my 2 cents. Tencent. I like it a lot right now. And I gave you my thoughts on Carnival as a possible holding in an income-producing account where you're going to get a combination of your income from the dividends received and potentially from capital appreciation too, which I don't see that side of the equation in the bond market right now. Well, let's finish up the show with a bang here. Let's talk about a small biotech stock that's in the news today. You know, I've had this one on my radar screen. It's currently ranked number 151 overall out of 4,227. It's a microcap biotech, $500 million, not even a billion, headquartered in Stamford, Connecticut. Here's the word of the day, because I was just looking at what their new drug candidate, what malady does it treat? Uremic pruritus. Uremic pruritus. And I'm sure a renal doctor or maybe even a dermatologist would know all about uremic pruritus. I guess if you've got chronic kidney failure, you have a bad case of itching, causes you to itch all over. Well, they have a new drug that looks very good, big potential to help those suffering from uremic pruritus. I got to believe that chronic kidney failure is pretty widespread. That's a large amount of people out there. It's not just a little narrow rare disease. And sounds like the itching is also a big problem. Well, Cara Therapeutics, C-A-R-A is the symbol, had good news yesterday. They have developed a new chemical entity designed to alleviate pain and itching by selectively targeting kappa opioid receptors. I knew that's what they did. Cara is breaking out to a new 52-week high right now. I would have to say that it's one of the most promising small-cap biotech stocks in the entire market, just judging by the performance of the stock. It came public in 2014 at about $7 per share. It's hitting $19 today on huge volume. Stock is up 5.3%. Now, this isn't for retirees that need income. This isn't for long-term growth investors invested in companies like Amazon and Facebook, etc. This is the bottom rung of the ladder as it relates to risk, or maybe the top rung of the ladder where you could fall and hurt yourself. But it is a stock. You know, I have a little speculative account that I have some fun with. And I've had Cara on my radar for a long time, and I've almost pulled the trigger a couple times on it. And it continues to deliver some optimism about their drug for uremic pruritus. That's the phrase of the day. Bring that up with your neighbor. Do you have uremic pruritus? You itching your arm there while you're talking to me. Anyways, the newsletter, you can get on our weekly mailing list. I sent out 11,000 newsletters all over the world last week. I have three forms of the newsletter, one for the clients and the live traders that follow my live trades. I have the next step down, which has everything but the news, but the portfolios. And then there's the free one that had my whole market outlook last week for free. And you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Become number 11,001 people getting the new. I don't know. We're right around 11,000. And I manage money for hundreds of people all across America. I talked to several yesterday. And if you want to talk to us, also I had a guy come by and interview me yesterday. He's talking to Ameritrade. He's talking to different people about what they would do, and I sat down with him for an hour yesterday and told him what I would do in his situation right now. If you'd like to talk to me, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.